Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another night in the Red Room. This is your host, Shelly L. Brooks. I am excited to be in the Red Room every Tuesday night, as always, with my amazing co-host. We have Samaj and Vic Love, which you guys, I know y'all going to have some issues with the topic for tonight, but I'm ready. And, you know, the topic tonight is about Valentine's Day. Is it about celebrating love or is it commercialism? You know, this is a debate that a lot of people have. And the thing, three things that we're going to talk about, is it one, about celebrating love? Is it two, commercialism and you're caught up in the hype? Or three, the pomp and circumstance for just that one day and then you're back to the everyday? So, all the listeners, I want to welcome my co-host, Samaj and Vic Love.
Yo.
Guys, how y'all doing tonight?
Doing well.
Oh, yeah, we ready for this one. Commercialize or love, you decide. It's going to be fun.
Or love the slow jam.
And you know what? I can tell right now Vic is going to go in so many different directions with this topic. We had no other choice but to do this topic for tonight because we're not going to do a Valentine's Day, Valentine's night, because it does happen to fall on Tuesday night. We're not going to do a show. We're going to take that one night hiatus, and we're going to either love ourselves or somebody else that one night. But the following week when we come back, we're going to have another topic to talk about. And I know Vic is going to bring what happened on your Valentine's Day into the topic. So, guys, let's just get into it. Let's just get into it. Victor, I'm going to let you start this off because I'm scared of you.
So, well, nothing to be scared about. We just need to get into it. We need to find out what does Valentine mean to you, you know. And I personally think that Valentine's Day is a little overrated. I think it's a lot more commercialized. But then we got to deal about where you at, where are you at in your relationship. You know what I'm saying? So I start out like this, you know. I think that I like Valentine's Day.
You do.
I think it's a good day. I think it's it's always been a pretty good day for me and mine. You know, my wife always has a great a nice little gift, you know. She hates chocolate and I always get her chocolate. I just do crazy stuff because if my love ain't gonna a day can't rectify the love I have for my wife, you know. So, you know, but they make it commercialized because you see when you go to any store, all the bears, all the balloons, all the candies, all the other stuff, commercialized because they make good money on Valentine's Day, you know. So I want to, you know, Samaj.
Yeah, and you know what?
Go ahead,
Samaj.
Yeah,
what's your
answer? Samaj, what do you feel about it, you know? I don't want to hit it too hard because I'm all over this shit tonight.
I think it can go one of two ways for me. Either, I mean, I enjoy it, but I haven't had a Valentine's Day in, let's just say a long time. But, I mean, it's commercialized. People do stuff out of the ordinary. Or people do stuff they could do on any given day on Valentine's Day and think it's something extra special, but they won't do it on any other day. So for me, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it whenever I feel like doing it, and that's just because it's Valentine's Day. Like, it's commercialized for me. But it's fun. I don't need one day to celebrate. I celebrate on any given day.
Hey, Shelly.
Mm-hmm.
Shelly.
Yes, I'm here.
How do you handle Valentine's Day when you're in a new relationship? That can be kind of awkward, can it?
It can be. And I think what you have to do is the two of you have to discuss what the expectation is. Because, I mean, if you met in September, October, that's not part of your conversation of getting to know each other. But through getting to know each other, you have to know what that person likes and what they don't like. But then here comes Valentine's Day, and I will add, it does have a bit of commercialism. People, I mean, when you look at the statistics and find and see how much money is spent on Valentine's Day, I looked it up. This year, last year was $17.6 billion, and this year's projected to reach $18.6 billion. That's a lot of money. And a lot of people ain't paid off their Christmas debt. So you're going to go into debt for Valentine's Day? Mm-hmm. So it does have a bit of commercialism, but I think, Victor, back to the question that you asked me, I think you have to expectation and what it is that each person wants, because one person may want to celebrate it and think that it's oh so amazing, and the other person may feel like it's not a big deal, but you have to have some kind of sacrifice and compromise in figuring out what works for you.
Conversation must be had. I don't usually have that conversation with people when, you know, we first start dating and stuff like that. I'm the type of person where, like, usually I wait until, like, a week or two before I say, hey, are we going to celebrate Valentine's Day, or, you know, how do you feel about it? When you come to that common ground, I just don't feel like now in my situation now, I'm not celebrating. So that's not the level of my mind frame right now. But a text to say, hey, I'm thinking about you, or something like that, or just our general day-to-day conversation, that's going to be my Valentine's Day. And it's a day off, so I might be home asleep.
Oh, Lord, he's not going to be home asleep. Ain't going to be no sleep. If that's, you know what, if that's what you want to do, then that's cool.
I can love myself.
That'll be your Valentine's to you.
I'm going to love myself real good.
There you go. Okay, so we got into the commercialism part of it, and I think we kind of skipped over the first part that we talked about is celebrating love. What if it's two people that decide that they want to take that one day? That they celebrate love. They celebrate it all year long, but this one day is just that chance to just go in, get in, and I'm going to let you know above and beyond how much I love you. What about that? I mean, is that part of Valentine's Day?
You know, I feel you on that. It's the whole thing is meant to be about love, but you know, sometimes it's not about love. You got a lot of people that it's a way of showing the fakeness of how a person feels about somebody. You know what I'm saying? Because if you just going out and giving out gifts, there's a lot of different things that are terrible about it. You know, you got to find out if it's true. And it's been those stages. You're married, then I guess you already, you know, I think Valentine's a little overrated for married folks. Because if you're married, your Valentine should be there every day. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times
I'm sorry, Victor. I got to cut you off on this one. Everybody says that, but really, do you do it? I mean, isn't that really just a cop-out? Valentine's Day should be every day. Let's really talk about that. Because,
okay.
And I'm going to say this because Teen Ye is married, believing that Valentine's Day was full of the two and the three on our list, and it shouldn't be about that one day because, you know, we should love each other every day. I ain't get one card, one gift. I can't stand chocolate, but I probably would have appreciated. I ain't get no flowers, no nothing. So if you're not going to do the I'm going to love you every day thing, don't take Valentine's Day as a day to step back from what that other person may want from you on that one day to say, oh, we should love each other every day. Because it usually does happen in marriages. Relationships, it's interesting because relationships, before you get married, you have a tendency to do the go all out, get into the commercialism, do the pomp and circumstance. But when you're married, that's usually the cop-out. Why? Why does that happen in marriages?
I guess because a lot of people don't explain their feelings. They don't explain your feelings to your partner. You know, since, you know, Christmas is right there and Valentine's is right there, I'm saying if that's if it's really important to you, I think, like you said earlier, it's a discuss. You should discuss that. You know, you tell them that your Valentine's, you know, just, I think it's a special day for us to do, me and you to do something. You know, I'm not saying it's not a bad thing. I'm saying as far as love, you should love every day. But I'm saying on Valentine's Day, you give your special boo something. You should. I'm not saying that a cop out not to buy anything for him. No, you're supposed to do that. But you have some people that, you know, being married, that is just like every other, you know, they use it just another day, and they've been doing that for years. You know what I'm saying? It depends on the stages of your life where you're at. If it's a new person, how are you going to explain that? If you go all out for one person in a new relationship, you go all out for Valentine's Day, and you're not sure if this person really going to take care of you the same way. Is it about that? The nice chain, he gives you one flower. You know, is that going to be the start of a problem? You know what I'm saying? You got to remember, people. If you don't discuss it and make sure you understand what's going on, it might turn out, or you might be saying, I don't think he's going to buy me nothing, so I'm going to go ahead and buy him some cologne I like. And the next thing you know, he surprises you with a nice heart with diamonds in it. But so it's a really,
diamonds
really,
are a girl's best friend.
And the diamonds are a man's best friend, too. Don't never lie about
that.
You need to discuss it, like you said earlier. If communication is key to any relationship, you know what I'm saying? That's where it starts at. If it's important to you, let it be known. Don't wait till now. But right now, you know something? The new people, they probably have an argument. This is when him or her starts an argument today because they want to buy shit next Tuesday. So you got to watch that, too. You're going to hit that point, too. I don't want to go too far in, but we're going to go over that, too. Where are you in your relationship coming up next?
Uh-oh.
Single. And I'm single.
Yes.
And I'm single.
Hey, Smud. Smud Shelley, it all comes down to this.
Yes.
What day will you get your gift on? Will it be
the
13th?
We ain't going to go there yet. We ain't going to go there.
I'm on fire. I'm ready to go hit it.
Wait a minute.
I got music if you play. The play if you're depressed. I got music if you play if you're happy. So I got a ton of stuff. So you're going to write it down. All my callers, get your pens ready because I got some music if you're happy and I got some music if you're sad. So make sure you write it down and see your fingers and you can play it. Because if you're happy, I got some stuff to make you, oh my God, make Valentine's going to be real good, and I got someone to celebrate the last guy with her, he or she's a asshole.
Jeez, I just know, I don't even know how we let Victor get into this. How do we let him get into this?
I'm sorry.
All right.
I didn't mean to jump too far in, but I'm saying, though, is it dudes or dudes of Valentine's? Which one are you?
All right, let's talk about the dudes and the don'ts then. You brought that up. Let's talk about the dudes and the don'ts. I'm going to let you take that one because I'm just sitting back listening. Maybe I'm learning something because I'm just, and I didn't say because, I said because. I'm learning something because you just can't expect what you did before to be what you do now. That's the whole thing. And this is going to go in a different direction because we talked about some things, and I don't want to give away what the next show topic is going to be about, but this is all kind of like the preliminary to what we need to address going forward. You cannot expect to do or be or have the same type of relationship that you had in your past. That shit is in your past. Let it go. So for Valentine's Day, if what you did in the past is what you were expecting or what you were used to, maybe something different can be, whether it's not celebrating it or celebrating it. So we talked about, is it about celebrating love? And I still, Victor, you and I are going to go back and forth about this. My thing is, it should not be that excuse of, oh, it's just one day. We're supposed to love each other every day. If that's what you're going to do, do it. And then amplify that love on that day. If that's what you do. For some people, it works that way, and some people, it doesn't. But I just disagreed with that part of it. We talked about the commercialism. Do people get caught up in the hype? I'm kind of on the fence with that one because I think they do get caught up in the hype, but I think anytime there's an opportunity to show somebody a special form of affection, you take advantage of it. It should be every day. I absolutely agree with you. Because you see I'm sitting on the fence. I'm kind of jumping back and forth. And we had this conversation earlier today, Victor. But I think it's just one of those things you have to know how to love the person that you love and know what they expect. More importantly, and that person has to know what you expect as well. And I think at the end of the day, if that is the scenario, none of these three questions will even apply. So, and we're going to move on to the next one. Victor, you were getting ready to say, what's the
do's and don'ts? So, I'm saying, okay, I'm saying with do's and don'ts is just that we already hit it really good, is that you got to communicate, especially in something that's fairly new. You need to, you talk about it, you know, and make a plan, you know. You need to sit down and you know, ask. If it's new, you should say, ask, I mean, in a roundabout way, ask them how they feel about it. And, you know, not that you want to talk about what they did in their past Valentine's experience, but you don't know, you know, how they feel about it. Some people just don't, you know, think it's just nothing. But if you're in a brand new relationship, for me, I think it'd be a good time to really show her that you care. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a time that you really should, you know, maybe, you know, go on out, you know. But don't, you know.
So what?
That I think you should say, like, when you're speaking in a relationship, it's like, you know, hey, our relationship's pretty new, and you know, I think we should, you know, be a little low key on Valentine's Day this year, because I don't know what your likes or dislikes are, and I think that's the kind of conversation you should have, instead of trying to be big Willie and you don't maintain that throughout the relationship. Or, you know, I'm saying, it's a pattern you start. And if you're going big time and you can't go big time every year, you need to, you know, really take it slow. What do you think?
I mean, if you want, you don't have to go big time on Valentine's Day. First of all, you can't go big time ever, because that's living beyond your means. And people really don't need all of that. Why? Because then you're impressing somebody with some shit you don't have, and most people rather have somebody that's genuine and say, hey, baby, I don't have it right now. Not for the money.
I'm going to tell you in a heartbeat.
What I do have is myself and my time. And that's more valuable than going to Jared and buying some candy, which, you know, half the time you're not even going to eat. So
I think,
and the flowers,
I think you're right, but I think,
I love flowers.
You talked about that. They're going to die anyway. I'm saying,
they're,
I think you need to pick. I'm saying, you need to pick an event.
No, nobody, I'm telling you, you're
right.
I love flowers. I do. I so love flowers, but I think the most depressing part about getting flowers is they eventually die. And what I don't know why is people buy flowers to say, I love you, and then they freaking die. So what does that mean? Is that
every
like
time
a
I've thought about
message?
Buying flowers, I've always
is that,
every time I've thought about buying flowers, I've always changed my whole mind. But you know what? I ain't about to do that. They ain't going to water them. They ain't even home.
I, right.
Like, what the hell? I know I'm not.
I sold the flowers, but it's like I said, the depressing part about it is that they die. Plants, I love plants. Oh, my gosh, I love plants, but I kill them all. If I'm not planting them outside in the dirt because I'm a country girl and I love to plant dirt, but inside my house, they die. So give me time. I mean, all of the fancy stuff, the flowers and the candy, because after I eat the candy, now I gained 5 goddamn pounds, and now I'm mad at myself because my stomach is hanging over the waist of my pants more than they did before. So you bought me this chocolate that I ate and possibly enjoyed, and now I'm mad at myself because I get on the scale and I see I'm 5 pounds. It's not about that stuff. It really isn't. So I guess I'm kind of giving my answer without giving my answer. It just, all of that going in and spending all of that extra money that people don't have, that part I do not understand, and I think is not the true intent of what it, if it is supposed to be a holiday, what it's about. So I'm sorry, I just went off on a rant, but.
You know, Shirley, I think it's a great time to do something, the small caring thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Instead of going out to a big restaurant, maybe invite her over, him over, and make it something that's a heartfelt meal that you cooked yourself. And
exactly.
Maybe, you know, had some, a little wine, and just enjoyed each other. I think that means a lot more than maybe going out to a restaurant you really can't afford, or, you know, trying to, you know, just little things. I think if you keep it simple, you know, pick an event that you both like and things that you share, you know. Because you remember, it's just one day.
We're going to talk about, we're not going to take this show into, like, forever land, but we're going to talk about things that you can do that will make it a special Valentine's Day. Those are the things we're going to say that, because a lot of people are thinking, just like you're thinking, Victor, like you said, Victor, you go out and you spend all of this money that you really don't have, and then, you know, you ain't happy because you done spent all that money. Now, you done showed up and handed over the gifts, both him and her, and or both parties, and now you got to figure out, dang, I'm going to pay the rest of my bills, because now, you know, Valentine's Day, they happy, but I still made way more than I should have. So,
Amen.
Is that what it is? Don't, and then they ain't
going to
get
nothing. The hell? Forget it.
Yeah, that might be the Valentine's Day gift. How about that?
I'm fine with that. Shit. I don't need nothing
else. Did I say that?
Well, I just tell you one thing. Ooh. For most people.
Can you woo-woo-woo?
It's mine. I don't know if you agree with this, but most people.
Oh, you can't. You think, cannot sing as soon as I swallow my. Oh, and James, you knew you should have really had us a red room drink for tonight. It did. Oh, okay.
Next topic.
We're going to move past that one. But we're going to need you to post on the Reverend Radio page prior to our show each week, our drink for the night. We talked about this before. We started it one time, but we're going to need you to do that for us.
Come back.
Because we want to all be able to enjoy the same libation, you know?
Well, tonight it is a Corona Light.
You're boring. But that's okay.
Just for the
night. All right, Victor, where are we going? Where are we going next? Where are we going? Because you got to keep us focused. Because this whole Valentine's Day and love thing, you know, it's
for most
it's a bit confusing. Because you think love.
No.
This is supposed to be your show tonight.
Hey,
why didn't we
Shelly. Valentine's Day, for most, is the best night of the year to get laid.
Yeah, because you could get you someone that night. And you could get
That is a very, very good day for people to have sex.
I thought you said get
safe. Am I right? I mean, today, this year is a Tuesday, so I don't know, but I'm saying.
Tuesday is always a good day.
Tuesday's a good day?
Why does Tuesday have to be a good day?
I mean, any day is a good day, but Tuesday is always a good day.
I was waiting for somebody to say that. I didn't say it. I was waiting for somebody else to say that. Okay. So you're right, Victor. It could be that one time. But just make sure if it's new, don't make Valentine's Day the day that you break that 90-day rule, if it does exist in your life.
That 90-day stuff, get out of here with that. All right, let's go back. Let's get off of that. All right, we're saying 90 days. Somebody wait 9 days, they fool.
There are some people who believe in that 90-day rule, Victor. Don't discredit what they believe. I'm just saying, if you're in that 90-day space, don't let Valentine's Day be the one. Be the one night that gets you out of where it is that you have committed yourself to falsely being
in. Before you saw that Steve Harvey and that 90-day stuff, that's way after my time. But shoot, 90 days. I wish somebody wouldn't maybe wait 90 days. 90 days for what? And then it's terrible? Shit, 90 days. I'll be pissed off. I'll be pissed off at high festivity. I waited 90 days.
He did not use my word. He said pissed off to the highest of festivity.
Yes.
Yeah, that will kind of take you there. Okay, we're not going to get into that one because that's going to be another topic. Okay, so what else are the do's and don'ts? What else are the do's and don'ts of?
No, I want to hear, how about this? How do you react when you do not receive a gift for Valentine's Day? And you don't.
It doesn't bother me.
Well, if I gave a gift but I didn't get one?
Huh?
No. You probably didn't get the gift yet. All right. No. You probably didn't get the gift yet. You didn't get nothing. You haven't seen him yet or her yet. You have a gift waiting. They have none.
Do you give the gift? I've never bought a Valentine's Day gift, nothing but a card. I've never bought a Valentine's Day gift. I'm going to be completely honest. In my entire life, I do not ever remember buying a man a Valentine's Day gift. Other than cards. I do cards. I love cards. I mean, now that I realize I can write, I don't need to pay Hallmark for it because I can write you a letter in more than one way. But I've never actually gone out to the store and bought a gift.
Have you ever received a gift?
If I have, I did get one gift that was like from the kids.
Have you received a gift, Shelly L. Brooks?
No. I'm going to be completely honest. I have never received a heartfelt, it's all about you, Shelly, because you are the love of my life, Valentine's Day gift. And I'm not saying that that's something I feel like I've missed in my life, but no, I'm not. I got a teddy bear that cost like way, way too much money one time that was from the kids, supposedly just the kids, but I've never received a Valentine's Day gift. And then maybe that's why I just feel like it's one of those, I don't need the material thing. It's the other stuff that makes me.
That's depressing. That's really depressing for me. I'm sorry. I'm really upset to hear that.
Are you serious? I've never gotten flowers. I've never gotten a gift. No, not in my entire grown life. When I was a kid and I was in school, I got the little Valentine's cards with the little candy in it. And one year I did get more candy than the other kids got in class. But I've never gotten a Valentine's Day gift.
You just shut this whole. That'll make it good. That'll make it good because you are one of the you 80-20. You're in the 20 side, but 80% of the people do get gifts on Valentine's Day.
Hey, Victor, you don't put me in the 20% side.
We were sitting here talking about Valentine's Day and is it commercialized or what you're supposed to do with your spouse and love and this and that. And you haven't got it. You never received a gift. So you're like a person that, you know, a person that's, you know, do drugs. And you never do drugs. How the hell are you talking about it?
No,
I need somebody that never did drugs.
No. Understand what I'm saying is I've never received a materialistic gift. Now, let me make that clear.
I'm really not feeling it. I'm kind of depressed right now. I'm having another drink.
Okay.
A shot of vodka. I got to have a drink now. I'm thinking about you never getting a gift. So I'm going to drink for you.
Go for the goose. Because I'm toasting with you right now. Because what I'm saying is this. I may not have received a gift of something that I could touch, that I could feel and see sitting in front of me and other people see when they come to my house with flowers or some jewelry or whatever. I may not have ever received any of those things. But what I can say is, I was not married my entire life. I dated. I had relationships. But what I did get was time. I got time. I got the day of Valentine's Day. I got the night of Valentine's Day. I could get a Tiffany bracelet that gives me the bling bling, and I can show it off to anybody and everybody. But the person that gave it to me didn't give me anything other than that bracelet. Because a lot of times those gifts are nothing more than to shut you the hell up. Yeah, I bought you the bracelet. Now I can do anything the hell I want to do because I need to remind you that, yes, I just put those diamonds on your wrist. And you know you want more, so you're going to sit down, shut the hell up, and let me do whatever it is that I want to do. I didn't get any of those gifts. I got time. So when I say I didn't get gifts on Valentine's Day, I didn't get stuff that I could show everybody else. I got things that created memories. And to me, that's more important. Because trust me, I don't know anybody else out there that loves shoes. Lord knows I love me some shoes. I love purses, and I love jewelry. But if I could have time instead of all of those things, guess what I'm going to choose? I'm going to choose time. So, Victor, we're going to toast, and here's to you. I'll take the time over the gifts. Don't feel bad for me. I don't have any memories that I can think back of, but if it was that long ago, I probably wouldn't have the shoes, the jewelry, or whatever else it was he gave me either, so.
Okay, well, that's it. I got some songs I need you to play.
Before
we go into the music, yeah, because I flipped the script on you. You felt sorry for me, but guess what I just did? I just flipped the case to let you know. Don't feel bad for me. We
got
to
call on Tuesday.
Okay, we'll play your song.
James, Samaj, get your man,
I think he's pouting right now. Get your man, he's pouting right now. We're going to let one caller in that has pressed one on their phone. If you are listening and you would like to join us in the river and press one on your phone, I am going to announce the first three numbers and the last four numbers of the caller's number. First four, I'm not even going to do all of that because I know this is. I know who this is. Hey, little sis, what's happening?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the Red Room.
I'm all right. I came in a little late, but I have been listening to the conversation, and I kind of agree with everyone to a certain extent. I think Valentine's Day is really just commercialized. Even the origins of Valentine's Day are just crazy. But that's another show for another day. But I was thinking back to where my big sis was saying that she's never really celebrated Valentine's Day from the materialistic standpoint. And I got one better than that. I was married for 15 years, and I never celebrated because my ex didn't believe in Valentine's Day for me. He felt as if he showed me love every day, so he was kind of cheap too. So he felt like he didn't need to go spend money, you know, or do anything for me because we were married. And I believe that. And for a while, he did show me love. But what I didn't agree with was when I found out he was all buying his mistress's stuff for Valentine's Day.
Oh, shit.
Welcome, Carla. Welcome. Talk about it. Shelly.
Here we go again. Okay. So,
down in the DM.
So I just sat back and I said what I said, but I just need, Victor, I need you to focus on that right now because what I said, you cut me up, but all I need you to do is handle your business there, okay? I'm just saying. I'm not sure.
So
I'm a 40-year-old Valentine virgin.
Carla, finish up, please. I want to hear your story. That sounds really good. Thank you.
Where'd she go?
Oh, I'm still here. I said I'm a 40-year-old Valentine virgin.
She's waiting, Victor. Can you handle this? I mean, you just... You're the man, because you big love. So I guess Valentine's Day is your night, your day, your topic to just...
Well, I know my wife's like, I hope she's listening. Call in. Let her call in. She'll tell you. That's all. You want to hear about big love's love life? If you're listening,
we did not try to hear about big love's love life. We just had the woman say that she never got. Oh, my gosh. Little sis, I'm just saying, I was expecting just to give you a little bit of emotional support here. He just said he needed to take a drink because he felt so sorry for me. But now he's gonna say, oh, I need my wife to call in. Really?
No, Shelly, I'm just saying, though. I'm just saying, what she said some strong stuff. Carla said something really strong there, where she said that, guess what? She was married for a while, a long time, and he said he doesn't... He doesn't believe in giving gifts on Valentine's Day, but she found out later that he was giving gifts to the mistress. That is so deep. That's deep. And I thank you, Carla, for even acknowledging that, because a lot of people don't say stuff like that on our show. But thank you for being truthful. And that's what I said. But he loves her every day. But on Valentine's Day, he gave stuff to the mistress, and he told her he didn't really celebrate it. If I'm wrong, tell me if I'm wrong.
You're right.
I'm just saying, I was expecting Victor to have a little bit more compassion. Samaj, where you at?
I have compassion for you, Shelly. I have compassion for you.
I don't need you to have compassion for me. I told you I was good. So I never got a Valentine's Day gift. No, I didn't give a shit about all of that. I need you to have compassion for my sister. Because what she had to deal with was a whole lot worse than me not getting damn chocolate. That I'm not going to
I got compassion for your sister, but I'm just saying I feel real bad about that. I'm sure she took care of it. She handled her business.
Apparently, she might have been together no more.
Well, she might have been getting no Valentine's Day gift, but she
hear her. You hear her together anymore. So is she handling her business now? Probably so, but she's just talking about her experience in the past.
Well, I got the song for her to play on Valentine's Day, too.
Oh, Lord, here we going to go with the music. Okay, Victor, we going to...
Okay, Victor, so what's my song?
No, what I want him to know is, Toya, he can't match you. He cannot touch you with the music. I know your playlist. Tony got a playlist for every emotion that you feeling. We just had this conversation. We compared our playlist. Trust me, Victor, you can't touch her. But go ahead.
No, I like, you know what I'm saying, for you, Shelly, I think the song you need to play on, well, you have a new friend, so I can't tell you. It's different. I'm saying, if you ain't never got no gift before, I think you should play Love the Way You Lie by Rihanna. And then, you
I don't
know,
even care about
that. Okay. That song, man.
That's deep.
I've got to listen to it. It's Love the Way You What?
Love the Way You Lie. And
okay.
Then you
I gotta write that one down. Love the way. Yeah, first of all, the word lie in it doesn't motivate me. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, love takes time. I'm a Mariah Carey. You play it all day. And then if you get too mad, you start playing Irreplaceable by Beyonce.
If I get too mad, then I'm playing DMX. Sorry.
Well, which one?
I'm going.
I like DMX. Which one?
Mm-mm. I ain't sharing right now. I'm not sharing my DMX. DMX is my private place. Rihanna, okay. I'm going to have to look. It is my private place. It's my angry place. When I get in the black hole and I don't want anybody to bother me, that's what I play. That's not to be shared with anybody. But if I want to feel bad, if I want to feel sappy, if I want to feel overly emotional about some shit that really ain't important because I didn't get some chocolates on Valentine's Day, I don't know if Rihanna Love the Way You Lie is going to be my song, but I'll listen to it and see. It's not about me. We're helping Toya, and she's going to bring you a playlist that.
Well, Toya's in a good spot. She probably got some real good stuff. So right now, I'm sure she learned from that, and now she got new boo, and he's doing the right thing. So she might be saying.
No, I don't. I don't have a new boo. I haven't had a relationship since my divorce.
Yeah, I got a song for you then. Shit.
Oh, Lord. Not the song. Not the song. All right. All right. What's next on the agenda? What's
next
on the agenda?
End of the Road.
Boys to Men, End of the Road? That's a funeral song.
No.
Seriously? That is not a relationship song. It's a funeral song.
No. It's a break. Or you can start singing, you know, dancing to, That's the Way Love Goes by Janet Jackson.
No, love don't live here anymore.
Okay.
All right, I'm doing just fine. So you're doing just fine.
Well, right.
Oh, that's even more depressing.
What, I'm doing just fine?
Carey?
No, Boys and Men.
Which, who? By who?
Boys and Men, I'm doing just fine.
Oh, my God. Can we please not do this? No. Mm-mm. Sorry. That's making you cry.
Getting along
make you
very
cry.
Well without you in my... I don't need you anymore.
Okay. Y'all
no,
really
my Valentine's theme song this year
is...
This is my Valentine's theme song this year.
What?
Don't need a nigga for nothing.
Mm. Who sees that?
That's a new one.
Mace and some dude.
Okay, that's good. So you might do a good little Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive. But you're surviving. Shelly?
Yes.
So what's your song this year? Because you're doing okay. So what song you like?
I have several, but I don't think it would be appropriate to divulge my personal playlist to everybody else before I present it to the person that I want to hear it.
Well, he knows it already, so I'll just tell us some of it. Come on now. We're a team here.
I'm not going to give you my personal playlist. You asked me my personal playlist. I will tell anybody all day, every day.
Give our callers a song to play if they're happy, and give them a song to play if they're sad. Okay, let's do that.
My sad place is not most people's sad place, because my sad place is my... It depends on how I'm sad. Am I sad and angry, or am I sad and really, really deeply hurt? So I don't know.
You're sad and single on Valentine's Day. What would you tell our callers to play if you're sad and single on Valentine's Day?
I would say if you're sad and single on Valentine's Day, the first thing that came to my mind was Mary J. Blige.
The song, please.
And I'm fine. I don't remember all of the lyrics, but that just came to my mind. And then it depends on how single, how recently single you are. I might have to recommend that you play the song by your girl James that you got to meet and nobody else did. I'm really upset about that. If you're happy, then it's a different story.
If you're happy in love, what would be a song you told me to play on Valentine's Day?
For me?
Tomorrow, I want you to say about the one if you were sad. I want you to answer that. But I'm going to do Shelly, both, and go back to you. So, Shelly, were you happy, in love? What would you play?
I didn't know. If I'm happy and I'm in love, I'm not going to tell y'all what I'm going to play. I will always say this. You can never, ever go wrong with Prince. You can never go wrong with Prince. You can never go wrong with Insatiable, Adore. I mean, if I was your girlfriend, you can never go wrong with any of Prince's music.
Nothing compares to you.
Nothing compares to you. Oh, my God, just open up the door. I mean, right down to the last song that I listen. I'm going to tell y'all, I listen to this song every single night, every Tuesday night. Before I put the headphones on and plug in to come into the red room, you know the one song I listen to is Prince, and it's like the last song that I heard by him that was played on the radio. That was his new music, Prince, A Thousand Hugs and Kisses. That song, that's just a happy song for me. And at the time I first heard it, did I know someone that meant something to me that song was about? Nope. But it was something that song spoke to me. It was like what I wanted to experience, what I wanted to give. So it's about where you are. And it's not about what kind of makes you feel great or makes you feel loved. It's about what makes you feel okay for the moment when you're by yourself. And that song is what did it for me. So you can't go wrong with Prince. And if you need a playlist, contact Toya, because she has a list of, she has a better Prince playlist than I do, and that makes me feel like really bad because I thought I was the number one Prince fan in the whole wide world. But I can share it with my sister. Go ahead, Victor.
Hey, Shell.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Tamaz. Hey, Vic.
Hey,
I heard
how
her
you
creep in the dough.
She's not feeling good, y'all. Again, we got to get Niecy better so she can come in the red room and scream and stomp and set shit off.
Well, I'm sorry.
Are
you okay?
We have to talk about it later. But I just wanted to say, you know how you were talking about, you know, gifts?
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you a funny gift that I got. I got some great gifts, but this
was
good.
Not the tires.
He wasn't. He wasn't in love with me. He was in love with my car. He got me 4 tires for Valentine's Day.
See, I know her.
Shit, I
would have
took that.
You ain't never lied. That's a great ass gift. Shit.
That's a good gift.
Really?
That's
a man. That's a man's mentality for
that's
you.
That's $600. You ain't got to come out your pocket yet.
I could have got a car. I just got
four. You said four tires? Not one, but not two, but all four. Whole brand new set? Sure, you rolling.
Whatever. I would have took the card over the tires because there was nothing wrong with my tires. I didn't need tires.
Okay. That's a different situation.
So that's how much he was in love with me. Yeah, he was in love with my car. But that's all I really wanted to say. I just wanted to say funny. That was all.
I'll take four tires for $500.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Feel better, Niecy.
Thank you.
Niecy, I know, but he kept you rolling, though. He kept you rolling.
Yeah, he did. He did.
He kept you rolling. Is he still rolling?
He kept my... I think he is. I think he's still rolling, I guess.
I hope he didn't roll out.
No,
she
I rolled out.
She rolled out. You know how they say never? They say never give a man shoes because he'll walk out of your life.
My ex-girlfriend told me that.
They say that both ways. Never give a man shoes or he'll walk out of your life. Wow. Evidently now I'm corrected because I hear never give a woman shoes because she'll walk out of your life.
If they're going to walk, they're going to walk with shoes on or barefoot.
So,
well, I guess you should never give
them
tires either
because
they'll roll out.
Yes, you gave me tires and I rolled out.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
All right. So we got to open up the call to learn, see if there's anybody else that wants to speak. If so, we got to let them talk. It's almost 9 o'clock. I have one more song, Victor, that I think we need to add to the playlist. I will share this one. It's by Kim, If You Are In Love, Promise the Love. Anything
I will play any song by Kim.
I know, right? But, yeah, that one is definitely on the top of my list as well. But you know what? I'm also going to say this. I think a lot of times. Go ahead, Vic.
I'm saying if you're in love, here's my playlist. Don't Let Go in Vogue. I Just Called to Say I Love You, Stevie Wonder. Greatest Love of All, Whitney. Dream Lover, Mariah Carey. Love Hangover, Diana. Best of My Love Emotion. I'll Make Love to You, Boys to Men. Something in Common, Bobby and Whitney. Close I Get to You, Roberta, Donnie. Baby Come to Me, Patty Austin and James Ingram. Reunited, Peaches and Herb. My Boo. Usher and Alicia. Love You Down. Ready for the World. You All I Need to Get By, Marvin Gaye and Tammy. I'll Be There, the Jackson 5, with Little Michael. Baby, I Need Your Loving. And I Always and Forever.
Always and Forever. He's me with you.
So, what do you got?
Me?
My ultimate favorite. My ultimate favorite is Jesse Powell, You.
Say it again?
I will sing that song. Jesse Powell, the song is called You.
I love that. That's
I will
beautiful.
Play that. I used to sing that song in karaoke. And I sounded No, sirree. I do that one.
Off the chain. I like that. Here's another one. But that's a good one.
Yeah. And then the other one I'll do is, hold on, I'm scrolling through my list. Kenny Lattimore and Shantae Moore, Make It Last Forever.
I'll agree with you on that one.
LKD, Love Ballad.
Oh, shoot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, shit, there's one more. Hold on. I'm going to
get it so much.
Sade, Cherish the Day is another favorite, but there's a story behind
anything
that.
Anything by Sade. Anything by Sade.
There's a story behind that song.
I'm sure.
To be continued,
and
yo.
Then, no, we ain't continuing that story. I let that one go. But it was a good 10-year run. I'll say that. And another one, it's more newer, but Keith Washington and Shantae Moore, I Love You. I heard it about a year ago, but it's a pretty good song. So if you ever want to listen to that, I would definitely recommend it. Oh, wait, it's playing in my ear, but y'all can't hear it.
But you didn't say the which girl, though. The breakup
but
song.
But the sad song?
Yeah.
Oh. So Janet Jackson, What About? Beyonce, If. And some of the angry shit I can't think of right now. And probably Vivian Green, Emotional Roller Coaster.
Okay, so I'm gonna throw one more in there that I didn't think anybody else would have listened to, but I need y'all to know and understand the power of Johnny Gill. And I'm going to throw this one in there that I do not understand how he did not get more credit for this song. As mature as his singing career is, I chose to use the term that. I need y'all to listen to Johnny Gill in the Mood. That was like the last
song.
Oh,
my God. Shelly, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I love that song.
What?
Wait, I have to download it now. Johnny.
Yes, thank you very much. And I'm going to give y'all another one that y'all keep sleeping on these artists that come out, that has been out for years, and then they step back into the scene and then throw something at you and then walk away.
Oh, my God. Shelby, do you know what you just did?
What?
Do you know what you just did for my life right now?
I know. See, that's what I do. I just come into the red room and I just throw something at y'all and I go back to the corner and I sit down. Yes, but I'm going to give you one more.
That one.
I'm going to give you one more. Ladies, if y'all have been slipping on, and I'm saying this and I should not be saying it because I'm divulging personal information, but if you've been sleeping on Janet Jackson, No Sleep, I can't wait for her.
I'm
to she
me.
She had a baby already. Exactly.
My baby, she's coming up.
Wait a minute. No sleep. She had the baby already?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I
need her to get that baby all the Enfamil and Prosobi or whatever all of that formula is. I need her to do what she got to do, get that personal trainer and get back into her business because when she came
her
out with No Sleep,
up.
I was. Okay. I need her to do that. And I was never really a big Janet Jackson fan. So I just dropped those two so that y'all can't ask nothing else for me tonight. That's it for the music. But we got to keep it moving because it is almost 9 o'clock, and we're not going to do 2 hours tonight. I ain't got 2 hours for y'all. I ain't got 2 hours in the red room. I ain't got 2 hours for myself because if I give 2 hours tonight, I'm going to be like Big Love. Over in the corner. And I'm not going to say what he does over the corner. I'm just going to say I would be like Big Love over the corner. Huh? I know. You just, Victor, I'm sorry. It just happened. When the day that I do something to embarrass myself,
I'll sleep one day. And
y'all not going to let me forget it either. So we're just going to, you know, kind of capitalize on it. Oh, guys, before the show is over tonight, there's one thing I need to make sure we talk about.
We go on to the which girl?
Huh?
We go on to the show.
Yes, Lawrence Owen. Low, we got to go see. February 17th, 8 p.m., Fort Belvoir, guys. We are going to see, I mean, y'all heard him on the show, the funniest dude ever. I had no idea when I met him, when I walked in the door working at Red Lobster, this guy was going to sell out the Apollo, and he did. So I got much love, much support for him. So February 17th, we're going to post. James, can you make sure you post the details on the Reverend Radio? Because you know I'm social media challenged, and I don't know how to. Yeah, we had a great conversation last night. Thank you. So go to the Reverend Radio Facebook page, and all the details will be there. But he came on the show, gave us much love, and when I'm telling you, he showed up, I had no idea he was going to be able to do it because I just knew he didn't have the time, but he did. So I want to show him some love on the 17th, all show up in the Red Room, and you know, kind of let him know that a brother's doing the thing and we support him. Victor, where are we going from here?
Let's see if there are any callers. Let's see some callers. Any callers out there?
We have everybody's quiet tonight.
They got scared tonight.
What are they doing? James, what's going on? Can you draw them out?
It's a really good topic. Let's talk about it. This is some
We got a winner. So we got last four digits 7158. Welcome to the Red Room.
Welcome, welcome. This is you, Louise, Victor's wife.
Uh-oh.
Hey,
everybody. How y'all doing? I love y'all show. It's really, really cool. But truthfully, I was just calling in because I have a song myself.
Yes,
it's personal for my baby. A quickie, though.
Oh.
Is that all right?
It's all right. It's all right. Even if it wasn't all right, it's all right. Sing it.
Thank you, guys. All right, Victor, baby, this is for you. Inseparable. That's how we'll always be. Inseparable. Just you and me. It's so wonderful to know you'll always be around me.
Is
what you are to me. Incredible. You bring out the woman in me with your style of love. Inseparable, yes we are. That's it.
Round of applause.
That's for you, Victor Smith.
That was all right. Shit.
I don't know what, baby.
I could sing some back, but I'm going to say thank you.
A free Valentine's Day gift for you, okay?
All right,
no,
thank you, baby.
No, but truthfully, you know, I kind of agree with you guys when you all say, I'm going to bring it back real quick about it being commercialized and stuff. And I think the reason why, and I can speak for married couples, the reason why a lot of times it's just so like everyday as usual type of thing is because you tend to get comfortable with each other. And you feel that you don't have to go that extra mile every day. Why? Because we've been married. We've been married forever, forever, forever. So if you're going to go around and use that Valentine's Day should be celebrated every day, then you really should really, you know, do something. Keep the spark in your marriages and relationships and stuff, relationships that have gone on for a little while or even relationships that are starting out. And if you see you found that special someone, just keep it up. Keep up the spice. Keep up, you know, going out and wining and dining sometime and just going on little vacations, weekend getaways, just things like that. So this way, all that'll build up by the time Valentine's Day comes. You don't have to be buying all the big teddy bears and the candy and the balloons and all that stuff, because you have showed, you know, true feelings and true emotions and true love throughout, you know, all the days you guys are actually together. So that's my opinion. And to the young lady who is single, it's okay. It's all good. You have stepped out of that nastiness. And, you know, God bless you on Valentine's Day, and just love yourself. You don't always have to have somebody with you. You know, you be grateful and thankful and just be in love with yourself, because if you can't love yourself, then nobody else can love you. So it's okay to be single on Valentine's Day.
Hey, babe, that's good. Yes. So, but we've been together like 24 years. And you have and you've got 24 Valentine's gifts, right?
Yes, yes. Yes, right. You've been very, very good in Valentine's Day. I really have to say that, you know. You have to. I can't even really say anything bad about that. Valentine's Day, you're good. You're good.
I know. I'm just saying. For me, I just think it's a special, not because it's a day for Valentine's Day. It's a day that I think that you should be honored as my queen.
Right.
All right.
I agree. It's a special day. I came in too late. I'm sorry.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for the song.
What's
I'll see you
yet?
In a little while.
I don't hear Shelly. Did she
hey,
do
Shelly,
it?
You gone?
I think she's taking it all in.
No, I'm still here. I'm just trying to absorb. Oh, are you talking about me? I'm sorry. I'm still processing everything.
We're trying to figure out where you at. My wife's asking me where you at.
I'm here. I get emotional when I hear people talk about love and longevity and that kind of thing. So I'm just processing everything.
Okay.
I'm so glad that you guys were able to kind of share what you did with everybody that's listening and everybody that will listen from her. Why are you laughing? I'm trying to give my. And you finding that funny?
No, because we'll talk about it tomorrow. But honey, you still in line?
You want me to hang up?
Yes, I want you to hang up.
Don't forget, you're in the same household as me, honey.
No, I love you.
Thank you. I love
you too,
baby.
You did a good job. You sung a song. But now I got to get to Shelly for a minute. But we Shelly, appreciate it.
Okay.
Shelly,
bye, y'all.
See you later.
Okay. Why does it now have to be focused on me? I told y'all, y'all were doing the show tonight. I'm just sitting in, I'm listening, I'm just jumping in when I can. Why does it now have to be about me?
It wasn't about you, babe. You know, you're the host of the most. You're the hostess of the host of the most.
Okay,
greatest,
but I, this is
the
show
greatest
isn't about me. I'm letting everybody talk. The greatest Red Room radio show ever, yes. It's because of the co-host and the callers. It has nothing to do with me. So, I mean, because I brought this all together, okay, so I did, but I couldn't have done it by myself. So where are we going with this? Where are we going with this? Or is this going to be one of the conversations that I'm going to have tomorrow in the midst of me frantically being crazy busy? What's
up? It's 9:15. Let's just try to wrap
it
up. Let's talk about, you know, let's wrap it up.
Let's just let love be love. Let's just let anybody that know. Okay, so the couple of things that we did want to talk about, and I know we recognize that not everybody is in a relationship. It's not everybody has somebody that they love on Valentine's Day. I mean, last year, Valentine's Day, was I talking about something totally different? Yes, I was. But I think we need to understand that wherever you are, first and foremost, yes, you have to love yourself. But I think sometimes that doesn't necessarily mean that it's all you need, because it's not. You miss it. You fake yourself out thinking that you don't need anything else, but you do. But while you're in that place, celebrate it. Victor, we talked about this today with that list of some of the things. If you're single, don't look at the fact that you're single. Look at the fact you just haven't met him yet or you haven't met her yet. And think of things that you can do to just enjoy the place that you are right now and celebrate where you're going to be some other day. And we talked about one of the things that I know that a friend of mine had shared with me that they were doing for the whole singles thing was a group of girls were getting together. Restaurants are crazy. That's why Valentine's Day, I'm sorry, I'd rather cook dinner at home because waiting on to get a seat at a table in a restaurant is completely crazy. Same restaurant the next night if you go, it's nobody there. Do a girls get together dinner and everybody bring a gift, $5, $10 or whatever. Bring a bottle of wine, everybody bring a dish, and celebrate the fact that, not that you're single, but because we got to get out of that place of thinking that I'm single and I'm happy, because you really aren't. That's just a place of denial. Celebrate the fact that I'm single today, but I'm patiently waiting for that person that's going to make me happy tomorrow, or the next day, or the next day. Do something that makes you feel like I'm excited about what's to come, not just where I am right now. So the whole get together and have some food and have some drinks and celebrate friendship, that's a great idea. Or go bowling. Go to the movies. I know this coming up, I know Niecy talking about this. What is it? I don't even know what the movie is called. This 20 Shades of Grey, because the last one was 50. What is this one? How many shades is this one?
50 Shades Darker.
Oh, yeah,
darker. Okay, so it's not gray, it's darker. Okay. Get together and plan going to the movies to do that, if that's your thing. But do something, but don't sit around and feel sorry for yourself because you're single, because you're not always going to be there. If you're married or you're in a relationship, as I said in the beginning, you have to discuss what makes that person happy. And it's not always about you. If that person wants chocolates and they want candy and flowers and all of that pomp and circumstance, if that's what they want, then you have to figure out how can I give them what they want, but at the same time, not take anything away from me. If you're together, and this is the part that we didn't talk about, there are a lot of couples that are together, married, relationships or whatever, that are going to be apart. You got military families. You got businessmen and women travel, that it's on a Tuesday. Business doesn't stop just because it's Valentine's Day. One paid person may have to work. Your schedule conflicts. Find a way to make that person know and understand that if we can't be together on that particular day, you're special. Send them music. Send them some songs. Text them some music, lyrics, YouTube videos or whatever. Send emails of a love letter. FaceTime, Skype, instant message, whatever, but you still can find a way to connect to that person even if you can't be with that person. So I just want to wrap this up and say that Valentine's Day is, I think it really is, all three. Y'all were looking for me to choose one side, but I can't, because I think really it is, one, it's about celebrating love. I think, two, it is commercialism, and people get caught up in it and get sucked into that hole of the $18.6 billion that people spend in it. And I think it is true, the pomp and circumstance, just for that one day. I'm going to treat you special for one day, but tomorrow you're going to be back to being that same person that I treated like shit the day before. Oh, I gave you a platform and a stage to treat you like you're somebody special today, but tomorrow, guess what? Oh, I'm back to the same thing that we were the day before. You got to find a way to make however it works, work. As a friend of mine said to me a long time ago, it'll work if you work it. And if you don't work it, it ain't going to work. So you got to find your place. Find what works for you. And find what works for you being with the person that you're with, whether it's you by yourself or you with somebody else. So with that being said, y'all, I'm done in the red room.
Well, I'll wrap it up like this. Valentine's Day has been made to be very commercialized. But that being said, if you're happy and you're with somebody you love,
clap your hands.
Do what you want to do to make it work. For those that are single, don't worry about being single, because you're single because you want to be single. Flip it around. You're single because you want to be single. And guess what? And when you're ready to submit or be with somebody, you will do just that. You gotta put a positive flip on everything you do in life. Valentine's Day is a day that, for me, I make sure I take care of that special person in my life. That being said, that's not something that somebody, all of us have to do. Choose what you want to do for that day. But guess what? In the long run, if you're in love, love will shine every day. If you're single, take your time, be picky, and get the right person for you. This is Vic Love saying, happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy your day, and God bless you all.
Very well said.
And thank
Vic.
You for tuning
thank
into the Red Room for another Valentine's Day special.
So, guys, remember, we're not doing a show next Tuesday night. It was suggested that we do a show on Wednesday night, because I'm telling you, I had so many people when I told them that we weren't doing a show on Valentine's Day night, they were like, so you're going to do it on Wednesday? You're going to do it on Wednesday? And we're not. We're going to skip a week. I think we all deserve a week off. I think our listeners will be able to handle 1 week without us. They can listen to our archive shows at theredroomradio.com. And we will be back the week after, right before we go see Lawrence. So good night, you guys. I thank you so much. We love you. And until we see you in the Red Room the next time. Victor, what happens with your radio?
What, as far as music?
If your radio isn't where?
I'm saying one thing. If your radio isn't on the Red Room radio, your radio is not on. Good night, everybody. Samad, good night. Good night, John Boy. Good night, Toya.
Good night, John
Boy.
Good night, Mary Ellen. We love you guys.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. This
good
is
night.
Kicking in. I want to tell everybody have a wonderful night.
Have a good one, everybody. See y'all in 2 weeks.
I can't say, y'all. Victor, we shall talk tomorrow.
Good night.
Good night, guys. Good night, Lucas.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, John Boy. Good night, Marianne. Good night.